Now, I'd like to know how you felt about this difference between the men and the women and their roles in being professional educators.
I felt that there were some men that were dedicated to good teaching, and I liked them and worked well with them. I sort of wrote the others off that were only dedicated to coaching. I shouldn't be quite that strong in saying I wrote them off. I didn't. I got along well with them. I didn't have a great deal of respect for them, but we worked together all right. First of all, they didn't have much to do with programs for women. As women's intercollegiate athletics grew, I was one who was very cautious, as were many women physical educators. We didn't want to see women's athletics go down the road of men's athletics with all the corruption being scholarships to kids that were not academically sound. Some of the other problems with men's athletics were passing students so they could play on athletic teams, missing a lot of classes with travel because there was not air travel then. You went by bus wherever you went, and the women had fundraisers to go where they were going because we were not funded yet by intercollegiate athletics or not funded very well.
I would think you'd be resentful of that kind of situation.
Well, I guess I wasn't because I thought we were doing the right thing. I thought we should have more money, and I thought eventually we would get it, and I guess we did. I know we
Well,
did.
yeah, let's talk about how things changed then even more.
It was interesting because the physical education department at one time had been separate unto itself, and we were well treated as physical education teachers and also somewhat with women's athletics too. We always shared equipment. So if the women's basketball team was going to be gone and the classes in the activity classes for basketball were meeting, they maybe had only two basketballs because the women's basketball team had taken all the rest of them. Same with softball or whatever else.
Well, we know that Title IX came in at some point. Were you
Yes.
still teaching
Ah,
at that
yes.
point?
Ah,
I
yes.
don't
Yes.
remember
Title
when it
IX was a
was.
great help.
And
Around 1976, I think, Title IX.
that was a federal law that mandated what? Equal.
Equal opportunity for men and women in sport.
So they had the same amount of scholarships or something prorated for.
Prorated, right. Likewise, money and numbers of sports, so that if the men had four intercollegiate sports, the women were supposed to have. And of course, that didn't happen overnight.